Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Ariel got me joggers that are made out of khaki.
Wow. Hello, ring, ring. Is it 2019?
Oh,
Ned has arrived.
Yes.
Nice.
Wait, is it a 2019 style? Am I already behind trend?
I think.
Should I do a middle part?
Well, wait, how drop crotch are they? Because that's what I think is gone.
I asked. Yeah, I said, sure. So they're drop crotch khakis? And she said, no, they're not drop crotch.
Nice.
So just, then I'm not sure what they are now.
It's a pickup crotch.
When you
but
say
they have to be bunchy around the ankles if they're joggers, right?
Yeah, that's the whole like elastic on the ankles thing.
That makes you. I've heard that that's like a rich guy thing.
I don't like
a rich guy thing.
Yeah. So Ned, you're doing just fine.
Well, shoot, guys, where's my boat?
You need to get one of those $250 white T-shirts.
There's
nothing different about it other than it costs
just
more.
The worst.
All right, we've all been in the store and you've seen that like plain white tee that is too much money to spend. But then, have you ever tried it on?
I've never tried it on.
Never
it
tried
looks
it on.
Good.
Yeah.
You ever seen Dwayne the Rock Johnson? You think he's wearing just a Hanes?
Well,
shout out to Hanes.
You think I have the same body as Dwayne the Rock Johnson? I'm not going to look the same in a white T-shirt.
You don't, and you won't.
I won't.
But you'll look better.
That's
really
true.
I think so.
Do you think he gets his white T-shirts tailored? Like, take it in a little on the sleeves.
Do you guys want to do a $1 versus $1,000 white T-shirt?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Watch out, BuzzFeed 2017, for your concepts.
On today's episode, we're only going to talk about things that were relevant in 2018.
We were talking about fashion right before, guys, and now you're catching up on our fashion choices. We were just talking about men's fashion, you know, I don't know. It's not choices.
Well, because I looked
patterns.
At my closet this morning and I have, 30 some odd shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a lot or a little, but I felt like I don't want to wear any of these. And so I wore this one, which is a shirt I've worn several times before. Really, I feel like I just go back to 4 or 5 standbys. And here it is. The pandemic, I've worn nothing but pajamas for a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd think these be new and fresh, but I'm like, eh.
I'm wearing an outfit I've never worn before.
That's cool.
Cute.
You look cute. You look like Kelsey Dara.
Thank you.
I was going to say
true.
You look like a Sim. Just like the outfit that you, like a Sim could have.
I'm thrilled to hear that,
yeah,
too.
You know?
This is a shirt. It is from Metallistock. It was in a box of my dad's old concert shirts. And it's like, it's a triple XL.
Is it
it's
a Metallica
way too
shirt?
Big for me. Yeah.
Metallistock?
Metallistock. It was a festival.
Is that like
like a one day
I thought
thing.
It was like an off-brand Metallica.
You know what I'm seeing right now? There's like, and this is something I think of when I think of cooking and recipes, is when you have a lot of loud things, or in recipes, a lot of strong flavors. Somehow they all like cancel each other out and it doesn't look loud anymore. Like everything you're wearing,
I'm wearing
I would
a lot
say,
of
is
stuff.
Loud. Like
yeah.
your shoes
yeah.
are loud, your yeah. jacket's loud, the shirt's loud. The yeah. pants aren't loud, but the ankles are loud.
Whew.
The ankles are
they're
fully.
Screaming.
Ankles are
it's almost
mega horning me.
It's
yeah.
almost full shin.
That's probably too much. I should
Zach,
those
talk
down a
to me
bit.
About your shoes, because they are those Yeezys?
Yeah.
Those are Yeezys.
Whoa.
Oh,
hello, 2019.
All right. So we're again, YouTubers now.
These are the first gen Yeezys,
wow.
and I never wore them because, okay, the story is, we're just going to do story time.
Yeah.
Welcome to Tripod, hear about my shoes right after this. Welcome back, motherfuckers. So when Yeezys came out, my good buddy Adam Bianchi of Worth It fame, he really wanted these shoes, and you had to get on an app to buy them.
And like Top Shots.
It was like, exactly. It was like the drop was coming, and he's like, download it on your phone so that we can get these shoes together. Like, he wanted, he's doubling his chances, not
right.
for me, right?
Right.
So, I'm like, what size are you? 9.5. Great. Awesome. So, we go for it, and I get in, and he doesn't. But I do it as a 9, because I'm a 9, 9.5. He's a 9.5/10.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, dude, those won't fit me. And I'm like, oh, no. He's like, guess what? you just got a pair of cool shoes. Like, which is not how Adam Bianchi talks at all.
Wait. You were doing it for him?
For
you didn't
him.
Even want the shoes?
I didn't know what they were.
Wow.
I knew nothing. And so we had to drive down like an hour and a half south.
I remember
like,
you
past
had to
Long
drive
Beach.
Forever.
It was like on a Saturday, me and Adam went to the mall. We picked him up and I'm like, whoa, I have cool shoes. And it actually began my love affair with footwear, but I never wore these because I was like, these are valuable. They're a thing.
Yeah,
and
you got to keep it in the plastic box and sell it 20 years later,
they
of
just
course.
Sat in my closet, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Mm-hmm. Today I woke up and I said, I'm putting them on.
Is this the first day?
I've worn them a handful of times, but not really. Mm. I don't know. It felt not cool
you
to wear
some
them.
That look similar, right?
He
that
also,
you wear a lot?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. He also, like, I was like, I don't want to support him with my feet.
Right.
I don't want to be. But then today I was like, you know what? Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's live a little. Nice. And really, this is what happened is the last year, pandemic, I've lost all sense of care for fashion. Mm. I've been wearing Birkenstocks all the time. My foot game has gone to crap. So I'm trying to get it back. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know why I dressed up?
Why?
You know why? Because today we are going on a very cool tech scout.
Oh, yeah.
I want to look cool. Tell them about it, Ned.
So Ned, let us hear what it is.
We are performing at Vax Live, baby, along with J-Lo, Selena Gomez,
it's the next Metallistock.
The next Metallistock. No, we have this very cool opportunity. We're going to be opening the show for Vax Live on this simulcast broadcast. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on ABC, NBC, TNT. Probably not that one.
We're only going to be on YouTube.
But the show will be available other places.
You're wearing the Yeezys. You're wearing the cool shoes.
I'm a YouTuber
We're
now.
We're cool people.
Today's our chance to actually impress them so much that they put us on the real show. So we got to go in there and you got to lead because you look cool.
I dressed for comfort. I wore jogging shoes today.
Well, where are your joggers? That would have completed the
thing. Well, they haven't arrived yet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
It's cool.
It's cool. It's the first ever concert that's fully booked.
The first ever concert.
In the new times.
It's in the new LA SoFi Stadium, where home of the Rams, Chargers. Beautiful new stadium they built. I think like for the Olympics in a couple years, that's like... It's like part of the.
The Chargers
way
are
it
using
happened.
It too.
Yeah, they flip flop, alternating Sundays.
I didn't even know that.
But you kind of feel like it's the Rams Stadium, you know?
Until the Chargers are better, and then we all go.
Yeah, then we're like, "What's the Chargers Stadium?" Anyways, it's really cool. It's an audience, 100% capacity of vaccinated healthcare workers, and it's all about like, hey, anyone can get a vaccine now. Go get them.
Go get it and
get
look what the world could
world
be.
Yeah. Back to normal.
And it's funny, we actually signed on as detailed. Like when we signed on, we didn't know who was going to be there. And so now as press releases are coming out, I'm like, oh, that's what this show is. Mm-hmm. But you got Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will be there.
Yep.
Joe Biden's doing something for it. And I think it's really about encouraging the world to get vaccinated and encouraging powerful countries like the U.S. And other world leaders to help distribute vaccines to the entire world so we can all get back to normal. But we are, you listed all these performers like J-Lo, J Balvin, her Oscar winner, we're opening the show.
Yeah.
We're the first thing that people see.
Not Selena Gomez, the host, us.
Yeah, think of it like when you watch an award show and there's amazing intro by the host where there's like a sketch and it's so fun and everybody's getting ready for the show. Mm. That's what we're doing. Mm. We are the first impression of what life will be like post-vaccine.
It's a terrifying burden, and they've just like been like, hey, what do you guys want to do? So we've been working on script, and I've been writing little scenes, and I've been writing scenes for celebos. Mm. I also wrote a scene with an entire script with no celebos, because they said, maybe don't count on getting into a physical fight with one of the people. That was what I wrote.
It was great. I read both scripts last night. Both are excellent.
Oh, thanks.
I love that I'm an idiot in both. I'm like full Patrick Starr level dumb in both, and I'm all about it.
And you wrote me a giant red button to start the show with fireworks.
I thought
which
you would like that.
It's a dream come
true. We can't
true.
Get. They said no to pyro, but we're going to have something.
What the shit? I'm out. Talk to my
agent. They're giving
agent.
Us pretend pyro.
Yeah. Oh. Like a CGI.
You got it.
Pyro was their idea. They're like, whenever we do these things, like we've hosted the streamies and we've done like little videos, I'm just so used to people saying no. This is a big event. Mm-hmm. And they keep pushing us to be like, well, you know, like, why don't you write Pyro and we'll see if we can do it? Why don't you write in a scene with J Balvin and we'll see if we can get him? And I'm like, yeah, and, as for my impression, they're all very Jewy.
Right.
and, like, they are, it's, I'm trying to still wrap my mind around it because they are pushing us to make as, like, they're giving us full access to the stadium. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to do a scout and we're going to just walk around the entire stadium and be like, I would like to shoot there, please.
We should bring little stickers and secretly tag the stadium.
I love that idea.
And then what? Next time, no. Some.
Why would we deface this beautiful stadium?
Only the super expensive suites, no, so the well, sure, so the sure, really sure. Rich people know. Who
yeah, so
we
it's
are.
A real like yeah Robin Hood.
Yes,
to, like,
exactly.
Steal from the rich. Go to tryguys.com.
Yeah. But I keep waiting for someone from the team to be like, "Hey guys, so this is what the show's all about, and like here's what we need you to hit." Because you have this incredible responsibility of starting this post-pandemic concert off right. Nope, they're just kind of letting us do our thing. Yeah, so we'll see.
They have said no. They were like, ask for things, we'll tell you no. And then they told us no.
No puppies.
I wanted to, you know how sometimes pop stars, like, they basically are on a fly system and they fly over the crowd singing. I was like, maybe we could do that.
Shoot for the stars.
If we started the show and we just flew over the audience.
Yeah,
that's our exit.
Heath also pitched, you know, when celebrities, like the stage will just pop up and then they jump down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tried to get one of those. That was a big no.
We're trying to get a lot of flying.
Yeah, right. You got to get your performance out. You have a little performance
here. I'm afraid of heights and falling, but like, it would be worth it.
We do have a cool gag to start the show where it looks like a shitty Zoom background. And then the camera like pulls out on a crane or a drone or something cool. And then like the backdrops like fade away and you realize, oh, we're actually in a giant stadium with screaming fans. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, what, 25,000 people?
I think so. I think it's like a quarter of the stadium to face the stage that's in the middle of the football field. But it's like, you know how, like, at football games this year, people were spaced out? Not anymore. They're going to be, it's going to be, I think, surreal. I think we're going to feel almost uncomfortable looking at it at first.
Well, you mean, you saw this new CDC guidelines where it's like, if you're vaccinated, you can be unmasked, you know, inside in restaurants and stuff.
Out and outdoors. Wow. But if you're in a large crowd, they say keep the mask on.
Yeah. So I guess everyone there will have masks on.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Because that would be a large crowd.
You want to hear the kicker is that, you know, Maggie is in healthcare. So she is one of the people. So all of her coworkers are eligible to get tickets.
Oh, cool.
And so some of her coworkers have gotten tickets for the event and are going to get to go, too.
Wow, that's so cool.
You know, they gave away free tickets to Rams season ticket holders.
Wow.
I have two tickets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you're very nice to me, Miles.
Wait, you have two more extra. Wait,
I have two extra tickets.
Oh my God. I can meet Selena Gomez.
No.
Wait.
General admission seats.
Okay. We have artist passes.
Yeah.
It's different.
But I know the Try Guys. So.
You are familiar with us, and we will pretend we don't know you when we're familiar. There.
Miles goes to the front and goes, I'm a subscriber. Hey, guys.
Like, oh, sorry. We don't actually know that guy. We have to do this. Scene.
Call, you know, security.
I'd actually, you know, just we're catching up. I did a show with Lou Burger in Minnesota, and that was a socially distant crowd where everyone was masked, and it was definitely odd, but any kind of performing is so fun, and I'm sure that these bands on Sunday are so stoked.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, tell us more about that.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah, so we went to Minnesota.
Were there seats, or were people, like, standing and hovering?
It was very... I mean, the college did a great job of making everyone socially distant. So basically, they put a bunch of long tables like down the way, and everybody was at the end of a long table as if they were two rich people having dinner. but, you know, like that, like it was like a million of those. So it was a room of like, it's probably a room that normally would sit like 600, and it was a room of 110. But it was super cool, and it was exciting to do a show. It was odd because typically our show, at some point, we like go and interact with the audience. We couldn't do that.
Oh, man.
But we did play the Wicked Waltz, which is my new song that's kind of like the Monster Mash.
Yes.
But instead of all the monsters dancing, all the monsters have sex with each other. And it's a really great song, and they loved it. It was a standout song. Is it the next Disney princess? I don't know. But it's definitely up there.
So real quick, Keith and Lueberger have a comedy special coming out in a couple weeks or 2 weeks.
It's May 11th.
May 11th.
And it's been out for purchase. But now if you have Amazon Prime, it's just going to be free for you.
Yes.
So you can just watch it. So you got no excuse anymore.
No excuse.
It's there. It's just you get to watch it for free and let me know if you like it. Especially if you can watch it in the first 2 days. That's how streaming and services sort of promote it for the rest of its lifetime. So really important in those first 2 days.
And as a special treat-a-roo, we got a Lueberger podcast coming next week, so you can look forward to that. Mm-hmm. What was okay, so I love that you did this Wicked Waltz because I feel like every musician should just be making Halloween songs.
You were actually part of the inspiration. You've always talked about how there's not enough Halloween songs. I think at some point you did say, Keith, you should write a Halloween song.
Yeah, I will take 5%.
And I was like, you're right. We should write a Halloween song.
Think about it. Every year at Christmas, the same songs get played over and over again, but it's a crowded field. Yeah. But Halloween, you're going up against Monster Mash, Thriller.
That's it.
Werewolf Bar Mitzvah. That's not even a real song. That's just from 30 Rock.
Yeah,
that's right.
So Wicked Waltz is my entry into the Werewolf Bar Mitzvah, the Monster Mash of the world. Do you know there's a Monster Mash too?
What are you talking
about? A sequel?
There's a sequel.
What are you talking about?
They go swimming.
What are you talking about?
I'm not kidding.
What are you talking about?
There's a Monster Mash 2 where they go swimming.
Is it by the same guy?
Yes, and it sounds exactly the same.
Oh my god. It's the same rhythm?
It's the same song.
Is the chorus still the Monster Mash?
Is it, we did the Monster Splash.
Oh.
I think it's a Monster Splash, although Monster Splash is what it definitely should be. Let me see if I can find it.
The Monster Splash.
But I just...
It's a graveyard splash.
Alex Lewis, of course, knew about it.
And he's a big fan.
He loves the Monster Mash. But there was a whole, they had a whole
let's try,
debate.
Okay. I want your opinion on this, Ned.
Yeah, they had this whole debate of, is the Monster Mash the song or the dance?
Ooh, that's a good question.
No, I thought it was, is the Monster Mash the song or are they singing about a song that we don't know?
Right, yes. It's sort of like they did Tenacious D's tribute.
It was the Monster Mash.
Is the Monster Mash in the song, the song itself?
I think it's clear in the text of the song. Now, this is a textual interpretation.
This is what we're asking for.
Which I do believe is also the spirit of the song.
We're not fucking around here. We want a real analysis.
Yeah, this song is a living and breathing document. And the author clearly intended that the mash is the dance. They're saying we did the Monster Mash. They're talking about doing a dance. And clearly the dance could be to any song. Because
so, but at some point they say they played the mash.
They played the
Monster Mash. So it's also a song. Huh. But is the Monster Mash the
song? Not gonna lie, my textual
love?
Analysis was restricted to one line.
Yeah, so that's what mine was too. And then I read the rest of the lyrics. And this is how it sort of changed.
We played the mash.
They did the Monster Mash and then they played the Monster Mash, which is a song. Yeah. Is the song they play in the song that he's singing himself? And is that even possible?
I believe no.
What if the mash referred to like a rye mash for making a moonshine?
They made the mash.
Just getting shiners.
I mean, that's a perfect segue into Ned's cookbook.
Hey!
Do you have a Monster Mash recipe?
You wrote a book!
Monster Mashed Potatoes?
We have some holiday entertaining recipes. Yes, I don't think we have any Halloween spooky ones.
Missed opportunity.
But
maybe
if you guys missed it, me and Ariel wrote a cookbook. We announced it this weekend. Very exciting. It's called The Date Night Cookbook. You guys, cookbooks, oh my. So we wrote a book together, right? It took like a year.
Long time.
Cookbooks.
Well, we kind of wrote it in.
A couple months. Cookbooks, it took like a year and a half. It's so long because you have to develop the recipes, then you have to test them. You know, you're kind of like, oh, a little bit more this, a little bit more that. And then the photo shoot was a lot of fun because it's like, I feel like we have to do a video that's Try Guys Try Food Styling because there's just all this cool stuff that food stylists do to make food look like it's best.
Right, yeah.
You know, you ever made, you open a cookbook and you like make something and it tastes great, but then it looks like, you're like, it doesn't quite look like the photo now, does it?
It's not as gold as his, it's more gray brown.
Well, it's also like it doesn't photograph the way that it feels in the moment. So I feel like food styling is to make it look the way it makes you feel.
Exactly. Ooh. So our food stylist, Danielle, she would like take tweezers and twirl individual strands of pasta around the fork to make it like just so. You know, it's really like elevating things to look its best. There was one, we made a blackberry cobbler that's kind of related to. So to back up, Date Night Cookbook. It's cooking for every stage of your relationship. Mm-hmm. And we kind of intersperse little dating stories and relationship tips throughout.
Tell me, it's a part memoir?
It's part memoir. Yeah, it's part memoir.
Part love war.
Some love war. Some love stories.
How many popcorn chicken recipes are there?
One. <Ten.
laughs> Oh, really?
That's awesome.
Ned cooked me a cauliflower steak from it this weekend. Mm-hmm. It was good.
A little tahini vinaigrette. It was good. Very nice.
You know, I always thought that now we live in the internet, like I didn't need a cookbook in my life, you know, like that. But I got Maddie Matheson's cookbook. And I've really enjoyed using a book to cook from, so I'm excited to have your cookbook as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, you think that you know, you don't need them, but it is nice to actually have something on the shelf that you can pull down, you can flip through, and be like, this week I'll make this. And it, like, it's not just, you know, a recipe guideline. It's like a book of inspiration.
Yeah.
And yours is especially because it's based on, like, sort of relationship milestones.
Well, one really cool thing that we did was rather than organizing it by appetizers, mains, and desserts, we organized it by first dates or meeting the parents or when you're married AF. Yeah, kind of like a way to tell the story of what is the food that you make when you're, you know, trying to impress someone versus you're like, you know, first date versus third date versus 300th date type of thing.
That's a book that'll last you 30 years, people.
You got any roasts in there?
Oh yeah, yeah. A lot of we do a sage butter roast chicken.
Ooh. Any vegan dishes?
A pecan stuffed pork loin. Yeah, lots of vegan dishes. Ooh, vegan pea tendril cavatappi salad.
What is that?
What's a tendril?
It's little kind of parts of the pea that are kind of little leafy. They're very light and delicate. Adds like a little texture. It's nice.
And you get to say you're eating tendrils.
Well, I do like saying eating tendrils.
I know you guys worked so hard on it, and it was cool to watch as it went on. I cannot personally recommend to anyone out there making a cookbook because it seemed like a lot of work, but I can recommend having a friend who makes a cookbook because we got to eat good this year.
It's like having a friend who has a pool.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I assume there's a lot of work going into it, but when I go over, I just get to swim and have a great time. And then I leave. And if the pool has a problem, not my problem.
That was the best part. For our photography week, it was 5 days of cooking 65 dishes. Wow, so maybe about an hour per dish, maybe 45 minutes if we're lucky. But then, you know, we just have our friends over and eat all of them at the end.
That's
we love it. It was a lot of work. We're so proud of it. It's not just a book, but it feels like it's kind of like this icon of our relationship over 10 years. And
these are recipes you guys have been like writing down since the beginning of your dating.
Like even before we were famous or anything, we always dreamed of making a cookbook and wrote little recipes in our recipe book.
Before we were all wearing Yeezys.
Yeah, before we were all wearing Yeezys, buying boats.
My favorite part of the cookbook experience is that both Zach and I independently found the one picture of you without a shirt standing with Ariel to promote it. We both independently looked at the Dropbox full of photos and went, that one.
That's the one.
It was like this sore thumb just sticking out. It was just like, I don't know why. That
I was
happened.
In between outfits and I was like, hey, just snap one with me goofing off without my shirt. And then
your
I tried.
Vibe is so serious. It's the same vibe. It's so funny.
I think it could have been the cover.
I tried. I pushed hard
because
for it
that
to
would
be the
stop
cover.
Me in my tracks.
The
in
publisher
the store.
Was like, no, thank you. But
you're like, this one.
This one.
this book, I gotta pick up and understand because everything about this picture is beautiful and perfect.
It
but
was,
there's a shirt missing.
Ned sent us a Dropbox. It was like literally 100 photos to choose from, and we both found
both
the
of us
one.
Went,
that
oh,
is so funny. Yeah, it was a really fun photo shoot day. And it's woven through with love, with beautiful photos. And I feel like for us, cooking is a love language, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like how we connect, how we like spend time with each other. So I'm just so excited that people can have it like as a physical thing in their kitchen and, you know, feel like you're spending some time with us.
Mm. DateNightCookbook.com!
That's right, DateNightCookbook.com.
Wow, you can have Ned and Ariel teaching you how to cook. You can top your dish with a little Keith's hot sauce,
right.
And then you can relax with a little Zatico tea. The kitchen is stocked, baby.
And then you can look at photos of Eugene and go,
ooh.
And then you got to get yourself a Miles Nation bath bomb.
That's right. Go to bath bombs.
Miles, we have to make
time.
Bath bombs.
I would love to do imprint. It's my face, like a sculpture.
Oh, yeah. Like melts.
No, when it melts, it's your skull.
It's like my skull.
Skull
collectible skull.
Or just a little iPad with... with your favorite show on it.
Okay, you've been huge into collectibles, Keith. What if we did this bath bomb idea, but they were different colored skulls? So most of them are just white skulls. But every now and then, you got a hollow
skull. The hollow is rare.
Gold skull. But you won't know unless you dissolve the bath bomb. But if you dissolve the bath bomb, loses the
Are bath bombs like that. But I know I saw one this week on like Instagram, and someone had a Harry Potter one, and when it melts it, bleeds a certain color, which tells you like a sorting hat.
That's cool.
Which house you're in. I'm like, that's super clever.
That's super cool.
And I think the bath bomb world could use a little Miles Nation.
That's a good. Well, so here's the thing: is you use bath bombs more than once. It's a product you're going to be like, I want to do this over and over, but they're single use. So you, the more you buy, the closer you are to getting that.
So
gold
maybe just
skull.
Miles. Maybe we should also just sell bath bubbles. Just bubble bath serum.
Oh my god, I could design it in the lab.
Going with your Harry Potter idea, what if we do a Try Guys bath bomb and it dissolves a mystery color, and based on the color, that's your evening. So if it dissolves blue inside, there's like little like food. There's like popcorn chicken inside the bottle.
Smells like chicken. Little bite of saturated soapy chicken. Yum, yum, yum.
For Zach, it dissolves and there's a little like rubber ducky, and you float and you just like have a good time.
A small kitten that has been trapped inside the bath bomb, ready to play with you.
For Ned, it's roses.
Now you know what that means. Sexy ass bath. Eugene. It's lavender. literal sex and alcohol.
The bathtub gets you drunk.
I mean, that's pretty good. You can get drunk through your pores.
That was
really
the last
try.
Video I filmed at BuzzFeed.
Yeah. What was it?
Sitting in a bathtub of champagne to see if my alcohol level increased.
Oh, and did it?
Very minorly. Ooh. But I was so terrified of getting some sort of infection that I wrapped several condoms around my genitals because I just didn't want alcohol to get inside me.
See, that's how you would have gotten drunk.
Yeah, probably.
Through your butt. Through your butt, the best way.
I just didn't trust
that's
it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Your butt. You can get drunk through your butt. That's, I'm not suggesting you do.
I'm pretty sure episode 4 in the tripod, we had an extended butt chugging conversation.
Yeah.
I don't want to revisit it because it's too close to
someone out there.
Oh, Ned.
I saw someone out there, and I want to do a shout out to them who organized advice that will go for Miles into a spreadsheet.
Excel.
Incredible.
Really?
And they crushed it, and I love it. I think it should be something we should have on our side.
We should make a like a 100 advice cut down.
You're right.
And publish it on. We should publish it on the main channel. Honestly.
Sell it as a vinyl.
Somebody did make a cut down of it one time, and it's so funny to see how the vibe has changed. At the very beginning, I'm pretty calm, and at the end, I'm very aggro and sort of upset.
You actually believed in the advice in the beginning.
In the beginning, it's soft, it's insightful, it's
you're
almost
like
philosophical. But
not
then,
sure if your bosses are on board with this crazy plan.
Right? Yeah.
I don't even remember how it started. He's just like, "Hey, I'm going to do something today." And we're like, "Okay."
No, Keith started it. Keith was like, "I think Miles should give advice." It was on the Patreon before we even went to main stage. Keith was like, I think it'd be funny if Miles gave advice.
You were right.
We have one more catch up.
All right,
and that is that I was on Baby Steps. It was great. Baby Steps. I was on Guilty Pleasures talking about babies. And I was thinking about babies because I watched Baby's Day Out and I was on Guilty Pleasures. But even though I am the greatest celebrity in the world, there have been some other great celebrities on Guilty Pleasures as well. We're talking Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
But there's another big old celebo coming up next week.
That's right. On this week's episode of Guilty Pleasures, you got Lana Condor from To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
What trilogy?
She was so fun. It was so delightful. Mm-hmm. We talk about Netflix's Too Hot to Handle. That is something that is worth checking out. She's a huge fan of that show. But also, she loves the Try Guys.
Yeah.
And
really?
I'm curious how this was for you. After we finished recording, it was so adorable. I hope I'm not like calling you out, Lana, and revealing, embarrassing you, but she was so wonderful, a great guest. I hope you go watch and enjoy that episode on Monday. But she was just telling us, like, guys, I love your content. And Miles, actually, I'm like a huge fan.
That made me feel really good. I told Sarah that. And I was like, Lana Condor knew who I was. And I mean, if she knows who I am, then she's a big fan of the Try Guys.
Yeah.
You're a pretty big fan.
You got to get through the
she
hurdle.
She gave me a pizza wreck.
How about that?
Yeah. She's, I was like, I don't know. She had a really beautiful pizza on her Instagram. And I messaged her. I was like, where'd you get that? I was like, oh, I'm up in Washington State, Seattle. So, but when I'm in LA, I get this place, and it's Detroit style pizza from a place called Prime Pizza in Burbank, and it is very good. It's very heavy, but I actually also got accidentally got the New York style pizza from there. It was also pretty good.
Oh,
Shout out to Brian Pizza up in Burbank.
Really? And, Detroit style, that's the one where it's the very thick bread, right?
Very thick, and the cheese goes to the edges. So you get this crunchy cheese rim. It's very good.
I do
good.
Like that.
It's very good.
I struggle to class it in the same arena as pizza. You know, it's like deep dish. It's like, it's a totally different experience.
I feel like it's closer to pizza than Chicago deep dish.
That's
is.
Probably true. That's probably true.
But I love Chicago.
Chicago
deep
dish is pizza. Like a meat pie.
Yeah. Chicago's pizza is incredible. It's very Chicago. It is heavy. It is like five slices of pizza stacked on top of one another.
I have more catching up with the Try
Guys. Catching up
with the Try Guys.
We can move on.
We don't need to.
What else do we got to catch up on?
I've got so much. Well, one, okay. One, I got a new house.
I'm oh, what? Yeah. I knew that, but I'm so surprised to hear it on the podcast.
But I also, something, I'm gonna drop that and I'm gonna come back to it.
Sushi
there's something
on
I wanna
the
tell you.
Floor.
There's something I've been wanting to tell you guys about for so many weeks,
oh,
and it
really?
Has been giving me so much joy, and I want to tell the audience about it because it's like really, and actually,
do we not know this?
You know it, because I was like, I'm gonna hold it for the podcast, and I keep telling you about it. But I feel like it's the perfect in between of all of us, okay? Because it's music, that's Keith. It's ranking things, that's Eugene.
Oh, yeah.
And it's basically fantasy football, that's Ned.
Now I'm on board.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
With your best bro, Travis, who has become a great friend of mine. Shout out to Dr. Travis. You may remember him from our Try Guys
baby delivery
video. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm in this thing called a music league. And so here's how it works. Every week, there is a theme. And you have to pick two songs that match the theme. Then it auto-generates a playlist. Mm. And we all get it. So every week I'm getting a new playlist on Spotify. You listen to it. And then you have points to dole out. And you say, here is what I think is the best song. And I have 15 points. I could be like, this one song's worth 9 points. I love it. Or you just give out one to every single one. And
wow. What's an example of a theme? Like, how specific does it get?
So, for Daylight Savings Time, we did Time After Time. Just songs related
the theme was
to
Daylight
time.
Savings Time?
No, it was Time,
oh,
after,
time after Time.
Because you got to be punny. You got to be, like, sitting in the shout out.
Right.
So, what did you choose?
So, Time. You could do One More Time by Daft Punk. You could do Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. You could do Last Night by The Strokes.
You could do Tick-Tock on the Clock and it blows the speakers up tonight.
Someone did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think it got in second place.
I mean, it's a good one.
Time is on My Side by The Doors.
Yeah, you could do it.
That's a good one.
And then here is the kicker. You have to downvote one song.
What?
Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
Oh, there it is.
My dad is here watching, and I was like, wait, I said it wrong. And I looked over, he's like, it's Rolling Stones.
Nice.
It's been so fun. Oh, you would have loved this, Keith. We did a food round. So, like, you could do peaches and cream. You could do, I forget what else.
Peaches. Just peaches.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Oh, that's a good one.
I got
one.
My peaches down in Georgia.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
I would have downvoted the fuck out.
Yeah, it's a bad song, but it's a fun one. It's about food.
Anyway, I was going to make it a whole game, but
Moving
on, I got a house.
It's cool that you, and the house is, I'm very excited because now Zach is close to me.
Yeah.
Now we're the two closest Try Guys. It used to be Zach and Eugene with the two closest Try Guys. And actually also it was Keith and Ed, the two closest Try Guys. Now
it's us.
Zach and Keith.
Eugene, it was so sad. He asked me to carpool yesterday to our set and I'm like, yeah. Oh, actually
no.
You're 20
I don't
minutes
live
in
there
the wrong
anymore.
Direction. But so I had a very fun a very fun disaster happen when I moved into my new house. So I have a backyard for the first time. So I need to tell this like kind of Tarantino style. I got to go all out of order, okay?
Oh.
So I have...
hand covered in blood.
It ends with me naked outside. Wait. Actually, that's where it begins.
Whoa.
That's where it begins. I have a backyard.
You may be wondering how I got here.
I've been trying to work out more because of my chronic pain. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I got a backyard. It's a beautiful morning and I'm gonna sweat like crazy. Wait, I can just work out in my underwear. So I set up the yoga mat. I got the exercise bands.
Underwear is one thing. I'm imagining you're just here with
naked.
Your ding dong.
I was also
flopping around. I'm
I
like,
thought you meant you exercise naked.
Neighbors.
Yeah. I'm happy to let you picture that though.
Okay, I'm gonna.
I will.
So I was doing this whole thing and I know, like, Bowie's being very cute. He's sitting by me. He's giving me encouragement. I brought him out to pee in the morning. Whatever, he's hanging out with me, but he keeps being a weirdo. And I'm like, Bowie, what are you doing? I'll take you for a walk, bro. I got this. Now I gotta go out of order. It's a new house for Bowie, so we're really trying to like teach them like, hey, there are a bunch of new sounds, but don't worry about it. So I'm giving him treats like crazy.
Correct.
I am every time he hears a sound, a creak in the wall, the mailman driving by, treat, motherfucker. You just, I'm loading you up with treats. You're just getting yesed every single day, positive encouragement. So then also when we moved, we mixed up the scoopers for his food. So I've been giving him double food every day. So you've got the food, you've got the treats. My boy is
a chonk.
Is so chonky.
He had to take a huge dump.
Ready to go. Also, I'm trying to set this right. Okay, well, actually,
you got that lawn. I mean, anyone with a lawn knows that doggy poo poo and pee pee
burns a hole.
Devastating.
So I'm not just letting him out into the back to pee. Like, we have like this little like rose bush on the side of the house. Like, you're not peeing anywhere. I'm not letting you
pee
get
on
this.
The rose bush.
No. There's like little rocks.
Kill the roses.
So all of a sudden I'm working out and Bowie starts taking a shit on my floor. He has not done that. I mean, he's almost 4 years old. He hasn't done this. So I scream, no. I get up from my exercise band and I open my front door, but I'm naked. So I'm like, oh no. So I run back inside and then I'm like, where do I go? So I run to the backyard and I put him down on the rose bush thing. And he's like, oh, cool, thanks. He starts peeing on the rose bush. And I'm like, no.
No.
So I grab him and I, you know, whatever. And I put him back inside and I'm like, stop. And I'm like, okay, do you have to poop? And he's like, no, I'm good. I peed on the rose bush. I'm like, all right, awesome. We go back inside. He goes by the front door. I go to get some paper towels. I come back. He's pooping again.
Oh my God.
And he poops more on the floor. And then I do the whole same thing where I go to run outside and I can't run
Chris
to the
in
side.
The house one way or another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He pooped so much.
That's so funny.
And he's as a new space. It's not his home room yet.
And we have like a nice wood floor, and I didn't know, like, how am I supposed to clean this? Am I allowed to spray it? Is it going to get warped?
Zach was so cute. When he came over this weekend for our barbecue, he asked me so many dad homeowner questions. Mm-hmm. I was just like, my boy. He was asking me about gardening, asking me about lawn care, asking me even, how do I barbecue? And I was like, you're talking about all of my favorite things that we've never gotten to discuss before.
Hey, I'm looking into a sound system. What are your recs?
Yeah.
I just bought a big old portable speaker for outside from Sonos so that I could have
shout
it.
Shout out. We not, got a sponsor, but not a sponsor, we love them. Please hit us up.
We would like some free electronics. Yeah, I got a big old projector for outside so we can do like outside movie night. But when I didn't have a good sound situation.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to commit to outdoor speakers that are stuck into the wall only because I also have the grilling entertainment area, and then I'd want to put it.
It's a whole thing.
I would need like 8 speakers to like adequately make it so every possible hangout.
And then
zone.
You got your neighbors to think of. You know,
it's too much.
You're gonna be like a freaking club over here.
Guys, I got a quote. To I wanted to make my house a smart house.
Oh,
And I'm talking full. So there are ways to
Disney.
Like,
Disney Smart
Disney
House.
Disney Smart House. There are ways to like kind of like patch it together where you have, like right now I have my doorbell on one system and the thermostat on another.
Oh,
and
I
you
know.
Can be like, so close the blinds. Shit, you know, stuff like
everyone's
that.
Everyone's A-word just went off right
I'm so
now.
Sorry.
Well, not everybody has blinds that are mechanical like that.
Yeah.
Play I'm on Vacation, Bitch on Spotify.
Well, now they turned it off. The podcast got turned off.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah.
So I did a quote just to see, like, because I want, like, speakers, like, built into the walls in every room. Like, I want it, like, full on.
Yeah.
And we actually didn't even do our full wish list. Hmm. How much do you think?
Oh, I have to make it fully smart
for a whole
$3,000.
Like a whole bunch of speakers.
$3,000?
$3,000 for? Are you talking just speakers? Or are you talking light bulbs?
Yeah. How much?
Speakers can be like $150 each. You're probably talking 10 speakers. That's already $1,500.
Oh, I think the good speakers are going to be more like $300 to $500 each.
Sure, it's, I want it to be like, hey, home.
I mean, look at how he's got Yeezys on.
I got Yeezys. That's
we got to think of the top line.
Brand,
cool.
Right
now.
Picture this: you come home and you go, "Hey, A word." I'm home, and it like boop, and like the blinds rise up.
Just say Keith. Hey Keith.
Okay, hey Keith, I'm home, and it like plays like your favorite, or you're like, hey Keith, dinner time, and it like sets the lights just right, plays your little mood music.
The ghouls and ghosts are fucking.
That's so dorky.
I mean, can't you do that with like just a couple $100 worth of Philips Hue bulbs
Again,
and a single Sonos One speaker.
You can do it yourself, but I wanted it done
you
up.
You wanted up.
$12,500 for the quote.
I don't think so. I think like maybe five. Like so much of this you could DIY, right? $5,000.
You got a quote from someone else.
I'm going $3,000.
Okay, so $6,000. Parts and labor, I don't know.
First guy came And this was not going to all be on one app. This was going to be like, he was, and like, look, he was going to wire stuff through my house, like hide the speakers, all this stuff.
Maybe $8,000.
$15,000.
What?
We're like, that's crazy. That's nuts. So we got a recommendation from another friend, and this guy puts
it
all in one app.
Did it come with like a full like security camera setup?
Yeah. Oh, that's part of it too.
Okay, that's more.
But we already have security camera. Anyway, like we already have security cameras.
Yeah.
You can
add this is fun to set up though.
Ned, come on over, bro.
You pay me $15,000. You can pay me.
I'll be there.
You can pay me $15. I'll do it.
Okay, second guy comes.
That's a good price.
Going to put it all in one app. Second guy.
Okay.
$30,000.
What? No way.
I'm sorry,
what?
Is
who
it like
for
a
who?
Specialty software?
We were like, are you out of your
That's
fucking
true.
Mind?
That's a it car.
Was, it was $20,000 of equipment. $10,000 labor.
What are you
that
buying?
$10,000 of labor?
$10,000 of labor?
Yeah.
You better be having a kid.
You better.
That's
I couldn't
wild.
Believe I mean, no. That, no. The answer is no. We are going to MacGyver it and do it ourselves. Because this is
I have 100 apps for the various things that I have. They're all on their own app, and they're all very glitchy, I would say.
But you can also, you can combine them and use like alternate programs. So if you say... then it communicates with everything.
We just said we don't say that.
We say
name.
Keith.
Oh,
say,
sorry, hey, Keith. I'll bleep it out.
Or a word.
No, you're right.
Hey, asshole.
A lot of them will, you know, whatever your chosen hey Keith of choice is,
they can route it
together. But I gotta say, I recently bought a Philips Hue strip light.
Shout out, not a sponsor.
That was
could
super
be.
Cool, right? But. It looks amazing. 16 million colors. You can have any color you want. First of all,
16 million.
That's what they advertise.
That's not that many colors.
A lot of them are infrared. You can't actually see them.
There's not that many colors.
I think it's because you can put.
I think there's like 30.
Draw like your finger. I don't know. Anyways, you could probably type in a hex code and it'll give you something specific.
Right.
Anyways,
maybe 400.
You buy this thing, and first of all, it's like pretty expensive. It's like $80 for a strip light. I'm like, okay, well that's cool. I'm gonna route it all in my office because I have my desk in a little carrel. It gets kind of dark, so I want it to be bright, and then I could set it different colors. You know, if it's in the evening, I can shift it orange, you know, whatever.
Ooh, nice.
If you're playing Fortnite, you can make it purple.
Yeah, freaking purple,
it's so sick.
Yeah.
So $80 for that.
Doing little, sick TikTok.
A little steep, but then I get it, and I plug it in, and it only has one color. In order to change the colors, you need, like, a separate, like, little home control dongle, which is $40. And then they have to, then I put it, it's like the light is in my office, the dongle is near my router, and you know, it's farther out there, so I have Wi-Fi extenders, but this needs its own extender. It didn't reach
the
satellite, you know, so I'm like, no, I'm not gonna buy this, you know, and they say, oh, you can control up to 50 lights from this, you know, home base. I'm like, well, I just want one. I want to test one light. So now I have like, you know, a light that is just, it's like a white you know, tungsten light. And I could have gotten the same thing for like $12.
You could have gotten a lamp.
I got in the lamp, and I'm like, do I have to buy an extender to play with this fun toy? I think I'm going to return everything.
Maybe I'll take it.
I have
You can pay me $15,000 and have it, and I'll set up everything for free. But I mean, in theory, that's the cool type of thing where you walk in, you can turn everything a different color. You know, when you're away, you can prank your neighbors.
Cool. Becky was similarly like, wait, maybe we should get one of these like strip lights that you put behind the TV or behind like a piece of furniture.
Cool. And you're talking about like the one that changes color based on what's on the TV.
Brain. Yeah, and then I was like, but I don't know. Are we too old?
We need that.
The only people who I've seen with those are rich people who are younger than me.
Or gamers.
Or gamers. or people who are making content using that as part of their lighting setup. But like the only people who I knew who actually have that because that's the aesthetic they want in life are like very wealthy 22-year-olds.
Well, okay. On the counterpoint, I mean, I complain that it's, $100+ worth of lights. But if you think about it, people are investing in their homes now more than ever because we've had a year of not spending money on travel and restaurants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like when I look at my own personal budget.
I mean, frankly, we all fucked up. We should have been making these light investments about 9 months ago. Now we're ready to get out of our home.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but there are people I know who have those color-changing lights synced to their TVs so that when they're watching concerts at home, like the lights, the light show of the concert.
That's what it does.
Flash it.
It
That's so cool. And our buddy Matt Raub from Smosh, he had it on his TV, and during the WandaVision Marvel opening credits, when it's flipping through the comic books, purple to red.
That's cool.
It was very cool.
I thought it looked like not something I wanted on TV, but now you're talking about it and it sounds awesome.
I think
I need to get the dongle to extend my system.
Yep.
And also get a strip for my TV.
But okay, because here's what I'm thinking. Like, if I had parties at my house, okay?
Yeah. Oh, you gotta have
that. And I have a playlist, and you have music videos. Imagine if you had an LED strip around your entire living room, so as the music video was playing.
But again, we're not 22.
Why not?
We aren't having these cool parties. I wish we were.
Zach's closer to 22 than we are.
Yeah. He's closer.
I might have a cool party.
Miles?
You throw a
cool party at our house. Come over and throw a cool party at our house.
I would love to.
Know what it's like.
Bring my LEDs.
Yeah.
I like Miles's parties. They're fun.
Well, one of the last parties we went to was Miles's Valentine's Day party.
That's true. Probably
where we showed up in a party bus.
That's true. You brought a magician.
We brought a magician. Yeah, we brought a little extra entertainment.
Yeah.
That might be the last party I ever go to. I might be done.
I want to host a party. I bought a house that's so party hostable.
Yeah.
Now talking about stupid purchases, I've got a fog machine.
That's awesome.
I've got a fog machine. I've got laser lights.
What?
I've got an Oculus now. I've just been like, I'm like Ariana Grande. I want it. I got it. I want that. I want to go play miniature golf on Mars. I better buy Oculus so I could do that. That's worth it.
Tell me about your Oculus, because that was my advice a while ago. You finally got one.
It's gonna ruin my relationship with Becky. I'm like, I could watch this TV show that I don't love, or I could slash apart colored blocks to the rhythm of the music. And then
I like to imagine that she's watching TV and you're standing right next to her.
Literally last night, that's exactly what it was. She was on TikTok, not watching TV, but I was like, "Do you want me to play here?" So like, it's like we're together, or I could go play over there. So you can play here. I'm like, okay. And I'm just playing. And then I'm like, crushed it. Or I'll be like, I should have won that one. But I do. What I really want to say is to all those people out there who do have VR setups, the miniature golf game called Walkabout, it's $15. It is like miniature golf.
Wow,
it feels you are in another world playing a miniature golf course.
Oh.
It feels like 90% exactly like miniature golf. It is enjoyable. If we could play together,
that would be so fun.
We could play and they can hang out and we can go have a nice round of miniature golf.
It's adorable.
That is. And can you talk to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you talk to each other? Wow. It's 3D. So like if I see Keith over there and I turn my head, it's out of my left ear.
Oh my God.
It's awesome. I also, I learned that most people who have VR headsets are 10. And yes. I decided to play this game where basically you fly and you throw frisbees. And it looks dope. And I'm like, that'll be great.
That's
it took
cool.
an hour for me to be taught how to play the goddamn game by the game. And when I finally got into the waiting room, all I heard was like, you're a bunch of bitches. The first thing I heard was, y'all are a bunch of bitches. Yeah. It was just like kids being like, look over here, look what I'm doing. And it was kids like helping a dinosaur float on a fire truck. I'm like, oh boy. I better only play the computer right now.
That's interesting that you say how it's going to affect your relationship, though. Because that's the thing with VR, where like you are not, you're kind of like in your own world, right?
You're alone.
Nobody can really see what you're seeing, and that's part of the fun of it. But like, how do you spend time with a significant other pursuing your
entertainment? I gotta buy her one too.
Yeah, so then you can hang out in this like virtual
You can just watch Netflix, and it puts you in a really nice, pick a nice environment to watch Netflix, and it'll be like you have a big screen, like a giant screen.
Feels nice on your eyes?
Yeah.
I find that you can't do it for too long because then you do get a little tired and hot. But yes, I will say.
I think a whole movie I couldn't do, but I watch a TV show like that.
Yeah. You can cast it to your phone. So if you're playing like a cool game or something like that, Becky can see what you're seeing on her phone.
Yes. Oh, Becky would love that.
I was like, no, you can see what I'm doing. And I was just playing Beat Saber, so it's not the most thrilling, I'm sure. Yeah. But I was crushing it. And she's like, you look ridiculous.
Wow.
Which I'm sure you do look ridiculous.
And it's good. The technology is good to the point where there's no wires anymore.
No.
Oh, yeah.
There's no.
That's good.
The system is the headset. There's not even an external computer.
Well, I'm sold.
Quest yeah, dude, 2. Baby.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I like how we're just talking about all these products we like with receiving zero money from them.
But they're good.
But they're very genuine endorsements.
They're fun, and I've had a great time. Huey Stonefish, I tried his, and I was like, this is great. I got to get me one.
So you got a buddy with one.
I do have a buddy, but we haven't played yet together. I've only had mine for like 5 days.
Have you played that one that is, it's like a bullet time game where when you move, time is not a shooter game.
Best game on VR.
That sounds
super hot. So, okay, I'm going to explain this.
Bullet time.
Everything is frozen. Time stands still, almost like in the Matrix. And then when you move, time continues. Mm. So like you're in this weird polygon world. Mm-hmm. And
wait, so you pause,
are shooting at you.
Like entrapment, and you're just like standing there in an awkward position, figuring out what to do next.
What to do next. Wow. And then when you move, the bullets continue, and then you stop, the bullets stop.
It's a puzzle game.
It's like a puzzle game, but the bullets will come at you, and they'll be like right here, and you can just tilt your head, and you'll see the bullet go by. It's very, very fun.
But you didn't see the one that was coming from behind?
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty.
Is it scary having bullets fly at you?
There's a lot of horror-based things in VR because there's an uncanny thing of like a bullet came and I like jumped. Like it, you feel like it's real.
Oh yeah, when I'm on the cliff's edge doing a putt, I'm like, ooh, I better not step there. Yeah. I'll fall into the water. But no, I won't.
Or into your TV in real life.
Doom game at BuzzFeed for
VR
video.
Oh yeah, there
were
some spooky ones.
It was scary.
The best maybe the best thing. Is that there's just these virtual environments that artists make, and you can go just hang out in this environment.
That seems nice.
And then there's some that are like stories, so like theaters, so it's sort of like it's a 5 minute like short film essentially, but you are within it, and it's like really magical.
I mean, are we moving towards full Ready Player One? Dude, like, there's a boom in digital collectibles. You can VR in a little environment.
I'm certain I've told this story, but I used to. But also, we have new listeners all the time. So, hey, what's up? Welcome to the Tripod. Hey, maybe leave us a review and subscribe, all that shit. There was a VR theater next to the Grove. And you could go, you would sign up basically for movie times and play a game for a little bit. It was way too expensive because Keith just bought one, right?
Yeah.
But I brought my mom. She did not like almost any of them. But one that she liked was just called Tree. And you started as a seed, and then you grew the life of a tree. And so I'm watching my mom, her arms are just like out like a tree. Yeah. And she's looking around going, wow. And then a little bird lands on her, and she lifts her arm just ever so slightly to let the bird land on her arm. And then at the end of it, there's like deforestation, and the forest starts burning.
Oh my god!
And then the tree.
She can't run.
And it's like a PSA at the end about like save our forest.
That's good, but I feel she would be scared.
She was very emotional. It was like a full experience for her.
Yeah.
It's such a funny video I have. Maybe I'll post it on my Instagram of my mom just as a tree going wow.
She embodies the tree, and then she can't run away when the forest fire comes.
We gotta save our forest, man. The planet is our body.
VR. You get lost in it very quickly, and it does. It creates a great real escape, and I think it's like super cool. And you're coming over for dinner on Friday, so you can check out some environments.
We're gonna watch Mitchell vs. the Machines, another free shout out. But I am so stoked for this movie. Mm-hmm. It's the new Lord and Miller film. They did 21 Jump Street, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Lego Movie.
I'm on board. I'm on board.
They produced it. I forget who directed it, but they are my favorite filmmaking duo. Mm-hmm. I think that they are just the most.
That's why I had to get the
wonderful
new speaker. I was like, you guys are coming over to watch a movie. You got to have good sound if it's going to be a premiere blockbuster sort of event.
Hey.
Because we watched Kong versus Godzilla.
Oh yeah.
And we didn't have the right sound, and it feels like that's very much a part of that film.
I remember we watched the final I was going to say Lord of the Rings. What is it? The Game of Thrones. The final Game of Thrones where it was like this big climactic battle. The one that was so disappointing. Mm-hmm. And I was watching it outside with our projector set up.
Oh my God. The one that was all dark?
The one that was all dark. I was like, what the shit is happening? Is there something wrong with my projector? Like, because it's like, it's not a TV, and
it's a duller color.
Over, so
I've got a fucking dope ass projector.
Yeah, well,
you're
gonna
see
it too.
You're gonna be like, I gotta have this projector.
You're doing it on a screen. Cool. He had it on his wall.
I had it on my wall. Yeah. So I was like, oh no. But then I realized, like, man, fuck this. My projector's awesome. It's this stupid like video mixing on this stupid episode that I watched 10 years building towards, and it's the most disappointing ending ever.
You guys ready for this? I'm afraid to like tell too many people about this because I haven't reserved one yet and I don't want it to get sold out before I do it. So maybe I have one day because this comes out tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, I got one day to do this. Day. Right now, you can reserve a theater for up to 20 friends for as little as $100.
Whoa.
So new releases are like $350, which is still 20 of your
That's
friends.
That's pretty totally
good. So like
worth
if it. You miss going to the theaters and you're afraid of the pandemic, maybe like I think you probably shouldn't go unless you're vaccinated, but you know, whatever. You still got your fears. One of the options, Back to the Future. Me and 20 buddies for $100, 20 friends, we can rent that entire theater and go see Back to the Future. How cool is that?
I think
that
it's incredible. Cool.
It's a good deal.
I'm so down.
I think we're going to do it this week. Maybe next Tuesday or something. I'll let you know.
I got to get 20 friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's still the same price if you bring 12 friends, so that's pretty
good. We can find.
Economy of scale.
I ran into Chris Reinecker at Home Depot last night.
I saw the selfie.
It was so exciting.
Were you in the Hollywood Home Depot?
Yeah.
What were
we
you
had
doing
to clear out our old apartment and get spackle and all that shit. But it was so nice. Like, I hadn't ran into somebody in the street in forever.
Yeah.
And what was so cute is that there was a girl we ran into as a fan. She may listen to this. Shout out. Don't know your name. But,
hi.
And,
hey.
And actually, she had seen you once on the street, too. So, but she saw Reinecker and then saw me and then, like, told Reinecker, like, hey, he's over there. And what a cool.
So funny.
I miss that. I miss.
I know. Well, it's coming back soon.
It's coming back.
It's coming back soon. And you know, a lot of things are coming back, including everyone's favorite segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's been gone for a whole week because that's how often we release episodes. But it's time for a little advice. You know, we gave you a lot of consumer advice today.
I guess we did. But I mean, the whole episode was just catching up.
Here's things we make you can buy. Here's things we like you can buy. But what kind of advice do we have in store? Well, let's find out from our sweetheart, the sexiest beard in the room. Well, second sexiest.
Thanks.
Miles Bonsignore for Miles Time.
It's advice that'll
all right. Miles. It's Miles Time. This week's advice is, you know, it's going to be a little different because we have our live studio audience, Ned's sweet father, sitting next to me just off camera. And it's normally not a segment that I have a company for. Usually I feel pretty, you know, at home.
Are you saying you're uncomfortable?
Have you ever wanted to be a grower, not a shower?
Yeah, okay.
You know, our podcast is public. My parents listen to it every week.
Most people want to be showers.
Have you ever wanted to...
No, you want to be a grower.
You want to be a grower?
You want to be a shower, but everyone's a grower.
Okay, yeah. wait. Keep going. Sorry.
Have you ever wanted to toke on that green? And I'm not talking about ganji.
Okay, wait. Grower, this is about lawn care?
Gardening?
It's plants.
I got a laugh from this.
It's plants. Get a plant.
Forget your pot at home. And use a jar instead.
What?
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Make a smoothie.
No, he's talking about how you take a little baby part of a plant and you grow a new plant out of the baby part of a plant.
Damn it, Keith! Put your green onions in a jar full of water from the store. Uh-huh. And they're going to grow on top of your fridge at an amazing velocity.
It's true.
I've been putting my green onions that I thought were about to die in a jar full of water. Put that shit on my fridge and bada bing, bada boom. It's been growing.
That's pretty good advice,
what
Miles.
What happened to your finger, bro?
I'd really rather not talk about it. No, I was brushing garlic off the counter and holding a knife.
Oh, my God. Wait, you cut yourself by hitting a knife? The knife was stationary and you slapped it with your hand?
I was holding a knife, and I went, this garlic's got to get into the sink. And I went, squoop, and then it just hit the knife. And I was like, damn it.
For those listening, Miles is okay. It's a tiny band-aid.
It's a very small band-aid, but it keeps opening
like
up because it's like
nicked it.
Right on the apex of where the finger meets the knuckle or whatever.
This is getting worse.
A small physical wound, but a large emotional one.
Yeah.
That's damn right. But anyway, I haven't eaten the onion yet, but I've just been, it's been growing really tall.
Yeah.
I'll post a pic on my Instagram.
Please.
But other than that, it's cool to watch a plant grow, and it's like, and you can also do it with parsley, cilantro, and it's kind of cool to be like, this isn't going in the fridge and going bad in a little bit. it's going to be on my on the top of my fridge, growing a little bit.
I think we're currently doing it with asparagus.
You can way you can do it with asparagus.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it grows very much, but it just it keeps it keeps it fresh for longer.
Yeah. The green onion is growing. Not
those
showing.
Things shoot right up.
Yeah, it's shooting.
They shoot
up.
Right up.
Although I don't know, there's probably like a point where it becomes like it tastes bad.
You guys,
it doesn't taste like green onion anymore.
We have a cauliflower. In our garden.
No.
Yes.
Are you fucking me?
It's like a big ass bush, and then right in the center of it is like this little mound. It started small, but I haven't checked on it in a couple weeks. Checked on it this weekend. It's baseball size. It's like softball sized.
Whoa.
A big old cauliflower right in the center of this plant.
Damn.
It's cool. Huh. It's shocking.
I got
things grow.
I got a cherry tree in my yard. It's almost ready to have all the cherries come out.
Can we have cherries on Friday?
We're going to have cherries on Friday. They should be ripe enough by then. But the fucking squirrels and the birds also like cherries and they're eating my crop.
Well, that's good though. That's how you get more cherry trees.
Listen.
They eat it. They swallow the pit. They fly away. They poop it out. New cherry tree.
Yeah, but I don't want someone else to have a cherry tree. I want my cherries to eat them.
Sure. Well, harvest those.
Listen
I'm gonna.
To this
they're
shit,
almost
though.
Ready. But cherries don't ripen after they're picked. So you have
really?
Wait.
You can't
till they're
dump
ready.
Them in water and put them on your fridge.
You gotta wait.
Whoa.
Once you pick them, that's what they are. So you have to wait until they're done. And every day I wait, the squirrels tink some more.
Oh, man.
Whoa. So it's a real game.
We went strawberry picking this weekend.
Beautiful.
Adorable. Here. I would recommend it. Everyone out there, look up your local farm. See if they offer tours and stuff. So fun. Mm.
Listen to this shit, and then we'll get you out of here.
Listeners, I know you got places to be, but spend another minute with us.
You turned off your car 5 minutes ago. You're like, it's almost over. I'll just sit in my car.
One of the draws of our new house is we had all these fruit trees. We had a kumquat tree, 3 or 4 different types of oranges, a lemon, a lime, vibrant, beautiful. All these colors, all this citrus that I was going to get down with. We move in. These fuckers picked every last piece.
They did that to my
fruit.
House too.
I'm talking over 60 pieces of
Who
fruit.
Who would do that?
Why?
What are they going to do with them?
What are they going to do with
60
exactly.
oranges?
Yeah.
And now it takes like, for some of them, it could take up like 8 months for those to grow.
Oh, it'd take a whole year.
So like my cherries, they grow in May.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you'll get your cherries, is right now.
So
and
devastating.
Then I won't have cherries for the rest of the year.
Fresh seasonal fruit.
We had peaches and other stuff in our yard too. And then we were visiting our house before we bought it. It was like, look at all this fruit. This is awesome. And we moved in. They harvested everything.
That sucks.
I get you take a couple for the road, but you're not going to eat all that. I know for a fact you're not going to eat
it's gonna
all
go
that
bad.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Maybe
they bake lemon curd.
Can it.
Maybe they
you can get
lemon.
A great recipe for that in the Date Night Cookbook.
That's true. Pre-order your copy today at datenightcookbook.com. We just found out we're number one on Amazon in the cookbook category.
Holy
guacamole. Do you have a holy guacamole recipe?
What's that?
Do you have a holy guacamole recipe?
No, but we do have a migas recipe and a halloumi fajitas recipe, which is, I don't know if you know halloumi cheese. It's kind of a firmer cheese.
It's firm, it's salty.
It's delicious.
It's good.
Very savory, very spicy. But yeah, go to datenightcookbook.com. You can see all the different stores. We have independent booksellers. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, basically any place. It'll be in stores September 28th, but you can pre-order it right now.
5 of the books have a golden ticket to allow you to live with Ned.
Wow.
That's not true, but thanks for joining us on this episode of The Tripod. Hopefully, some of these amazing product recommendations will find their way into your life.
And if you have $30,000 for me to have a smart house, that would be great. I appreciate it. Stay tuned for Lana Condor's episode of Good Pleasures on Monday. Leave us a review, get the merch, all that stuff. Keith,
here's what the official Tripod theme song.
The Date Night Cookbook. Fall in love with food again. Date Night Cookbook. It'll be your kitchen friend. You can read a recipe. You can make it for me. Please, Ned, have me over for dinner. It's a Tripod.
That was a good meal.
Until next time, stay beautiful.